My sister didn't check her blind spot and nearly caused an accident.
A blind spot doesn't mean you're really blind. It's just something you can't see without someone else's help. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, I'm Zach. You know, when I first got my driver's license, I was so excited to drive on my own that I almost crashed into another car. I forgot to check my blind spot. You know, that little area over the driver's shoulder that's kind of hard to see in the mirror. In our life, we have blind spots too, things we say or do that could cause trouble. And that's why God has given us parents, friends, and other trusted adults to help correct us when we don't realize we've done wrong. That's exactly what our story is all about today. It's called Blind Spots. How did your driving test go? Alex asked her older sister when Becky walked into the house with Dad. Becky gave a sigh. I failed. What happened? Asked Alex. I nearly got into an accident. I was trying to change lanes and a car appeared from nowhere and I almost crashed into it, exclaimed Becky. The examiner said I had to be careful of blind spots. Blind spots? What are those? Asked Alex. Dad answered, Well, in driving, a blind spot is an area around your car, usually behind the driver's shoulder, that you can't see with mirrors. You must turn your head to check for cars before you change lanes. Yep, and I just looked at the rearview mirror and didn't see the car right next to me, said Becky. I forgot to turn my head to look for cars. Hopefully with more practice, you'll remember, said Dad. But there's another kind of blind spot we can't see ourselves. We need someone else to point it out to us. Does that mean no one should ever drive alone? Asked Alex. Dad chuckled. No, I'm not talking about a blind spot around a car. I'm talking about an area we can't see in our spiritual lives, like weaknesses or things we've done wrong that we're not aware of. What should we do then? Turn our head? Asked Alex. Dad smiled. We turn to God's word. The Bible shows us our sin, and God also puts people in our lives who can help us see our shortcomings. Then, when we see what we've done wrong, we need to turn to Jesus for forgiveness and trust Him to guide us and lead us the right way. Becky nodded thoughtfully. You and Mom always correct me when I say something rude without realizing it. And you remind me not to whine and complain, said Alex. Well, we all have our blind spots, said Dad. When people point out our mistakes, we become aware of them. Then we can ask Jesus to forgive us and help us change. We need God's light to guide us and help us see, commented Becky. Well said, Becky, said Dad with a smile. Well, how about you? Do you know your blind spots? You can't see them yourself. You need God to show them to you through the truth of His Word. He often uses people to help you see them, too. When someone points out something you shouldn't have said or done, be thankful that you can now see that blind spot. Then turn to Jesus, who died for your sins and promises to forgive you. Trust Him to guide you as you live in His light. Our key verse today is John 8:12.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
And our key thought for today, let Jesus guide you. Have you been keeping up with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program? If you read all through July, you'll have a chance to win the Keys for Kids Storyteller. Just make sure your mom or dad clicks complete on your reading at wordwithzach.org. So make sure to keep up every day. And at the end of the summer, you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Learn more at wordwithzach.org.